Citizens of Hawkins, grab your new Coke and a bag of Cheetos, because it's time to go into the Upside Down. What's going on, demo dudes and demo dudettes? Welcome back into the Upside Down, the bi-weekly podcast where we talk everything Stranger Things, specifically Stranger Things Season 4. I'm your host, Damien, and I am joined by the Radio Shack to my Bob newbie, the great Scott Harcourt. How you doing, Scott? What's going on, man?
Ahoy! Hey, what's up, Damien? It's great to be back for another episode. And I just wanted to say, like Netflix tells us, every ending has a beginning, and our beginning starts this Friday for Stranger Things 4. I cannot wait.
Dude, it's crazy, man. It's kind of weird because we just had like nothing, no news, no anything. And then all of a sudden, like just kind of like kicking, going right into the show here. Like we had like the teaser clips and we only got four, but then we had like posters. And then the premiere was this past week and we had the trailer before that. And now we're getting a bunch of the stars going on to different talk shows and doing all these different clips and things like that. So, I mean, they're showing little bits. They're not showing enough, which is good. Because I don't want them to like throw everything out there like Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom when I knew like what the movie was going to be from start to finish just from the trailers and all the clips and stuff. So they're doing a good job, man. And like, holy crap, like from the premiere, you know, the bloggers, obviously there was an embargo on reviews, but the early news was just like epic, terrifying, scary, like really dialing up a notch, like because season 3 was a little bit more silly. It was still scary, but it was a little more silly. And they said this is like completely different for season 4, man. And like, I'm just hyped up. So just to give everyone a rundown on what we are doing tonight. So we're just going to start off with, you know, talking about our favorite clip that we've seen so far that's gotten us really hyped up for season 4. We're going to go right into predictions. We're going to go into something kind of neat, a song that we want, because the Duffer Brothers always put epic songs in every season of Stranger Things. So one song that each of us wants to hear in season 4, and then we're going to also do some real quick rapid fire yes no questions for each other, and then cap it off with a big prediction that we think will happen for season 4. So with that being said, Scott, kick it off, man. What was your favorite clip, you know, poster, teaser, whatever it was that we've seen so far from season 4 that got you the most hype?
Definitely. It's so hard not to choose the first one when Hopper was revealed as being alive. I still feel bad to this day because I texted you immediately when I saw it and said, he's alive. He's in the Old West, but he's alive. And I still feel horrible because I think I maybe spoiled it for you, but that was amazing. I'm going to say the fourth teaser, which was the California teaser. It just opened up so many possibilities with Eleven actually being in school for the first time ever. And then also what seemed like federal agents breaking into the new buyer's home and maybe capturing Eleven and taking her away. And then a huge explosion in the desert, which was mind boggling. And I have no clue what that is, but definitely gave me goosebumps and opened up a lot of possibilities for the season. It just kind of opened my eyes to how big the season will be.
Nice, dude. So for me, you know, initially I was going to say Hopper because that was everyone's biggest question. Like, is he dead? Is he alive? And I kind of like that they just were like, nope, he's alive. Like, he's good. Like, he's alive. Not good, but he's alive. Instead of making us wait. So I really appreciated that because if they didn't do that, then a lot of people might have asked, all right, well, what's like Murray doing and what's Joyce doing? Like, are they just living their lives? Like, what is going on? So the fact that they threw that out there right away, I really, really appreciated it. For me, my favorite clip was the Creel house. Really creepy stuff, lights flickering, like very much so like Amityville horror type vibes from this. And you could tell that the Duffers are definitely using like Amityville horror, Nightmare on Elm Street, and just all these great 80s horror movies and really tying them into their story and their vision for these characters. So for me, the Creel stuff was just super creepy. The image of him standing at the front door, his two kids presumably dead on the floor. I have a feeling that they edited out some gore from that shot, and I think there's going to be a lot more blood when we see it. But that to me was just like a whoa, like it just immediately piqued my interest. I need to go in that house. I need to see our cast of characters in that house and see what they're trying to figure out. And, you know, obviously that big murder back in the 50s. So really, really cool. And definitely a neat direction instead of just like the main thing being the upside down or like, a lab that is a little shady. So that to me was my favorite clip by far. It's just really creepy.
Definitely. It seems like what we'd always thought was that Hawkins Lab was the start of everything with Stranger Things and the upside down coming into our world. But actually, it seems like maybe possibly the 1950s in the Creel House was where it all started. So, also very excited to see that as well.
And there's been some cool stuff too that not clip related really, but just promotional tie-in stuff. Like I texted you earlier today, Domino's is doing like throwback boxes now. So I might just drive down the street to my local Domino's and just ask them for a box and see how much judgment I get for that. But I might just do it anyway. And
the Domino's promotion box thing.
Can I just get a box? Like I'll pay for it. It's free here. Like I don't know how to charge you for just a box of without pizza. So there's that. Target also, I don't know if you saw this yet. I'll send you a picture. They're actually putting up massive like Stranger Things end cap displays, just kind of like they did back in 2019 with all the merchandise out there, like the backpacks, the hats. I'm hoping they have those JanSport backpacks that look really, really cool. So, you know, a lot of merchandise as always coming out with the show. I mean, I got my guys right here.
Whoa, we got Eddie.
It got Eddie in the house here. And then of course, everyone's favorite. Oh no, it's thinking cap. Dusty Bun. Come on. Look at that.
Oh my gosh. I love his button up shirt, the short sleeve button up. That looks like it's straight out of like an 80s movie. So
definitely like Fast Times at Ridgemont High or something. But, and then of course, yeah, he's rocking the Hellfire Club shirt. But yeah, those Kim got me the Dustin. And then I was like, this is cool. It had like old school trading cards in it and all this other stuff. But like, as you can't tell from looking, but I'm a sucker for merchandise. So I love the promotional tie-ins that they do with this, like Baskin Robbins with the season 3 and the SS Butterscotch. So that's been another cool thing too. But yeah, man, that the Creel, that teaser was just nuts. And I mean, let's do it. Let's just get into predictions. So I have 4. One's going to be my big ender. We're going to close out the episode with that. But I got 3, not doing them in any order, but here I go. I'll just rattle off my 3. We can chit chat about them and go from there. Brenner comes back.
11, if you're listening.
And helps 11 get her powers back. Vecna is going to end up either, you know, taking on the body of Peter Ballard or will be Peter Ballard in this timeline. And then also, the Demogorgon that we see in the trailer is the same Demogorgon from season 1 of Stranger Things. 3 predictions. What do you think?
I love it. I love the last one. Wow, these are amazing. Yes, definitely. Dr. Brenner is back. Can't wait to see what he does, what crossovers he has with Eleven. Is he helping her get her powers back, or is he doing something that we don't even know of yet? There's so many options available. Definitely Peter Ballard. I would love to discuss this more with you. I think without a doubt, you're 100% correct. I think he is Vecna, or Vecna takes his form. There's some kind of connection with Peter Ballard and Vecna. I did want to point out on the Stranger Things 4 official poster, they've seemed to show every single main character in the show, which Murray got bumped up to a series regular. Argyle and Eddie Munson, they're all featured on the poster, but one that is seemingly missing is Peter Ballard. He is a season regular this year and he is not on the poster. Or is he actually on the poster?
Good call, man. I didn't even think about that. Like I looked at that poster probably like 50 times, but like the biggest thing that pops out is the blue eyes of Vecna in the background. So I mean, like you said, maybe he is on the poster. And that to me, there just seems to be that connection because he's working in the same psychiatric hospital that Victor Creel's in. But we obviously see Victor Creel has no eyes anymore. So maybe Vecna needs somebody he can take over that does have vision, does have sight. So I mean, the breadcrumbs are definitely there, and I think it would be a pretty interesting turn because we have heard zero things about Peter Ballard.
For everybody listening at home who may not know the new character of Peter Ballard, can you give us a little background on him?
Peter Ballard is, like, out of every single new character, like, we have Argyle, we have Eddie Munson, like, we haven't seen photos of him really, aside from like the teaser photo from 2020. And we haven't really heard much. Like, even if you go on the Stranger Things Wikipedia, it just says that Peter's described as a quote unquote caring man who works as an orderly at a psychiatric hospital. Tired of the brutality he witnesses day after day, will Peter finally take a stand? And that's pretty much it. We know that he obviously works for Warden Hatch at the psychiatric ward, and he looks over Victor Creel, but that's pretty much it. So just the fact that we have not heard a lot about him really makes me think that he could be Vecna, maybe in a human form, trying to get close to Victor Creel, maybe to get him to do his bidding again, even though Victor doesn't have eyes anymore, or at least he sewed his eyes shut. So, you know, there's just a lot to this character that we don't know about. And I really think that's why he is Vecna. We see Vecna at the end of the trailer, and, you know, the Duffer brothers introduce him as Vecna. Like, this is the first time that we really have a name for him, or a name for the villain ahead of time. Obviously, we knew about the Mind Flayer, we knew about the Demogorgons, the Demodogs are all references to Dungeons and Dragons. And Vecna is, in Dungeons and Dragons lore, a former wizard who kind of becomes corrupted and just becomes evil and ultimately super powerful. And in terms of Stranger Things, you know, they don't use every single piece of info from D&D. They kind of borrow bits and pieces, but Vecna obviously is like the, seems like the final boss or like the big bad. He definitely is for season four. I don't know about going forward if there's someone above him or not, but Vecna definitely seems like a massive threat that's going to be pretty hard to take down in season four.
I agree. Vecna will definitely be a force to be reckoned with in season four, perhaps even overlapping into season five. But you mentioned Dr. Brenner earlier.
Yeah, Brenner definitely coming back because there's an episode titled Papa, and I don't think they're going to do a straight up flashback episode again. I really think that they're just going to try and push the story forward. Maybe we get little breadcrumbs of a flashback for various characters, but definitely not like a full on episode taking place way in the past. I just can't see it happening.
Yes, definitely. 100%. That'll be interesting to see what Brenner does. And we saw him at the premiere. Obviously, he's listed as a character in this season. So he will be featured. You know, will they be flashbacks? Will they be some type of dream sequence? Will he be there in present time? We had the teaser where they were in Hawkins' lab and he said, you know, Eleven, are you listening? And they're in the rainbow room with all the other children. So it'll be interesting to see. Hey, one I wanted to mention too was you said number three about the Demogorgon being the original Demogorgon. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on that.
So it also kind of ties into Brenner because once we heard American, we think Hopper, but other people did think maybe it's Brenner. Maybe they're both there. Maybe somehow that Demogorgon, we don't see the kill on screen. So anytime you don't see somebody die on screen, most likely they're alive. We didn't see a Brenner's body. We didn't see him, you know, getting torn apart. We saw the Demogorgon jump on him. And I don't know if maybe there was something there. Maybe he was, you know, maybe the Russians infiltrated Hawkins way earlier than we thought prior to season three and stuff like that. So maybe they recovered both of them, took them back to Russia, something. Or, you know, we're talking about this clock and it being like some kind of portal to the upside down. You know, there's multiple ways to get into the upside down. Nancy got into the upside down through a tree, you know, so how many different portals could there be for the upside down? The Demogorgon came through a wall. Like, so I just think that both Brenner and that Demogorgon from season one are in Russia. I think that somehow they ended up there. And, you know, everything we've seen from Russia so far is just Joyce, Murray, and Hopper. Maybe they're obviously leaving Brenner out just because they don't want to spoil anything. But I think that, you know, those two could definitely be in Russia. And I think there's some kind of portal that maybe they fell through, ended up there, and then boom.
Wow. I love that theory. I think it would be cool.
Because, like, you know, Vecna is like what they're teasing them for, the big bad of season four. But, like, there was a bunch of demo dogs, like a ton of demo dogs, but we didn't see any other Demogorgons. So maybe it's just like, Demodogs are like the lackeys, like the pawns. You have like the Demogorgon, which is, you know, in chess, I guess like a knight or rook, something like that. And then you have Vecna, which is the king, and maybe there's a queen above Vecna or something like that. But yeah, I mean, I would love for them to somehow mention that, just have like Russian dialogue of, oh, it fell through this and we trapped it or something, like just something really, really cool to like tie it into season one. And just, you know, like I always say, it's all connected.
It's definitely all connected. I think Brenner is still alive. It's been confirmed in season two from one of his old assistants from Hawkins' lab. So presumably Brenner is alive, and why not the Demogorgon? He can be alive, right, as well. That DOG.
Agreed. All right, dude, your predictions now, because I got a big one for the end, but I want to hear what you got to say first.
Definitely. So yeah, I'll say number one that I want to touch on is that I truly do believe that Eleven is flayed by the Mind Flayer and is somewhat evil or somewhat controlled by the Upside Down or the Mind Flayer. Who knows how Vecna is connected, but after season three, when Eleven had the bite from the Mind Flayer's physical form in our world, she immediately lost her powers.
Yep.
I know some will say, hey, you know, she was just tired. She has to, regenerate. But I don't believe that at all. I mean, she 3 months later in the final scene of season three, she still couldn't move a tiny teddy bear down from her closet. So I think the powers were zapped from her after that bite from the monster. And I think there is some form of the Mind Flayer or the Upside Down inside of Elle. And I think maybe she can be activated at some point, kind of like Will and Billy were in past seasons. So that's my number one. Number two, then we touched on a little bit. I really think this can be a time travel season. We've seen the ticking grandfather clock throughout all of the teasers and the trailer. Maybe there's some type of connection between time travel and that clock. Obviously, we had the tie-ins with Back to the Future in season three. Yep. So I think it'd be really cool. I mean, I think my big prediction with this one would be once Hopper escaped the Starcourt Mall and maybe, was able to save his life, possibly he jumped inside the Upside Down. But when he came out on the other side, maybe it was at a different point in time. Maybe it wasn't still 1985. Maybe it was 1983 or before all of the events that we've seen in the show. So I do think there will be some type of time travel.
I like that one a lot, because people have been like, Hopper's in 1959. He's where the Creels are. I like went before the murder. I'm like, that would be wild. And like, it's all, dude, nothing's off the table with this show, because we're talking about supernatural stuff. Like, so we could just have fun and just treat it like a sandbox and throw all these cool theories out there, and hopefully they stick. And if they don't, usually our minds are still blown anyway by what happens. So like, if they don't do time travel, they're going to figure out something that's still going to make me think like, holy crap, like what? So, and then LB and Flay, man, I definitely think there's something to it. There has to be, because she has people after her, she doesn't have the powers anymore. So I don't know, like you said, maybe Vecna can just like, snap his fingers and she snaps into like this trance and just does whatever he needs her to do. So that would be nuts. What else you got?
Yes, for sure. Totally agree. And I think just to mention it as well, real quick with Elle, in season three, Billy speaking to her through the Mind Flayer said, we're going to end you, we're going to end your friends, and then we're going to end everyone. And I've mentioned this to you before, but I thought, what is actually worse than killing Eleven would be if the Mind Flayer took control of her and used her against her friends and against the rest of, humanity. So I think that could be a really cool storyline in the fifth season. But my third prediction for the year has to do with episode 7, which is the massacre at Hawkins Lab.
Oh.
So, I mean, there's so many possibilities here. I think what I was thinking in my mind is that maybe Vecna, like you said, has control of Eleven. Possibly it's almost even like a Terminator type storyline where, Vecna knows that Eleven's in the lab and maybe these other kids are in the lab and they pose a threat to the Upside Down. Vecna can maybe manipulate time and go back and almost like try to kill all these children so they can't threaten the Upside Down in the future. I think that's what leads to Eleven hopefully saving all these kids and maybe helping release them from the lab. And I think that leads to maybe seeing some of them now in present time when they're teenagers and young adults, because they're all children back, you know, in the early 80s. So we've seen in the teaser, Eleven is very young. I mean, the Duffers said that her in this teaser, she was even younger than the flashbacks we saw in season one. So, I mean, if she was 10 or 11 years old, I don't know what she is in the teaser, maybe 9 years old or 10 years old. So, I mean, she's very young and she's bleeding from both of her eyes. I don't
know.
I mean, I think it would be horrible if she was like fighting the children. So either if she's fighting the children, it's because Vecna or the Upside Down has control of her, or she's fighting somebody else, which I'm hoping it's not the children.
Dude, it could be either or. Like, she could be fighting Vecna and that's why she's like that, or she could be fighting the children and then like do like a Back to the Future type thing, go back in time and reverse the effects of that, like fighting Vecna or something. Like, there's so many possibilities. And, you know, like, I definitely think time travels, they've been focusing on that clock, that grandfather clock. And it's not just, I think it's more than just a key to the Upside Down. I think it is a key to, you know, different times in, you know, various years or whatever the case may be. So like, it would be crazy if they did something like that, where like, she's fighting Vecna in the past to prevent something happening from then, like, total Skynet, like John Connor Transformers stuff. Dude, it would be awesome, man. Like, and once we, you know, like, we're talking about the length of these episodes, like, especially the last two, like, you're talking over an hour and 46 minutes for the penultimate episode. And then you're talking about like over 2 hours, I think, right, for the finale. So, I mean, like, we're talking like feature length movies. Like, Doctor Strange was 2 hours and like a couple minutes. And that's obviously including credits and all that stuff too. But I mean, like, dude, 2 hours, and we're getting an episode of Stranger Things that's 2 hours. Like, this is literally, it's like they're cramming in like what, nine or 10 movies into one season. So, I mean, there's going to be some heavy stuff, man. And like, the fact that they spent $30 million, I think, per episode was the budget. Like, like, it's just, it's wild. So, I mean, dude, I would love to see time travel. I would love to see Elle flayed and then maybe time travel to somehow reverse the effects of that. Like, dude, even if we went back to like Star Court or before she got bit by the mind flare, like, there's so many possibilities that they could do with this. It's just going to be friggin' awesome, man. I am super hyped for this season.
And you got me fired up. Is it Friday yet? I'm ready to watch this thing. 3 a.m. Come on.
No, still stuck it in the doldrums of work for a couple more days, but that's okay. Dude, I'm totally taking a work from home day on Friday. I plan on waking up at 3 a.m. and knocking out as many episodes as I can before I got to start work, and then taking my lunch break, knocking out the rest, and then just going from there. We don't have run times for the first volume, do we?
No, I don't believe so. We obviously saw reviews, which are insane, and you mentioned them. I mean, a lot of the reviews said this is the best season ever. The first episode of volume one will just set the stage, you know, in a horrifying and scary and exciting and intense way. I mean, don't know the runtime, but they've been hyping it up like crazy. So I know it's going to be good.
The one thing I like about Stranger Things, when they give you a runtime, it's not like the Disney Plus shows. They're like, oh, this episode's 46 minutes, but it's like 10 minutes of credits. And like, well, really, it was like a 36 minute episode. Like, now, Biff, don't con me. Now, Bob Iger, don't con me.
Well, I hope the Duffer brothers don't con us for this one.
Either way, I'm still going to be eating it out of their hand. I don't care.
We're going to love it no matter what.
So. Oh, you said this episode was an hour 15 and it's only 40 minutes. I don't care. I still loved it. 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. You guys got it. All right. So one cool thing we want to talk about is music. And there's so many good songs in this show. Songs that I still like listen to. I'll just like pop on the Stranger Things soundtrack on Spotify in my car and just like think of the scene that it was in. So
I thought I was the only loser that did that. So I'm glad you do it too.
Dude, I think like my year in review for Spotify, like moving in stereo was like my top, like in my top five, because I just kept playing it over and over again. It's just, hey,
that's
so good.
The theme song of the show, man. It works out.
So we each picked one song that we want to see in season four of Stranger Things. Scott, I will let you go first.
So the song that I really want to hear this season is from the early 1980s. I believe it was 1982. And it's something that my wife, Kate, made famous in the city of Philadelphia, even before the St. Louis Blues did. And that's Laura Branigan's smash hit, Gloria.
Yes.
Hear that this season. I know it's one of your favorites as well.
Dude, it's so good. I love that song. I love that version. I do like the Umberto Tozzi version from Wolf of Wall Street, just because I associate it with like the windows crashing in, and then like they're just all dancing and drinking wine. Then he sees a plane explode and it's just like so random. But dude, either or, man, like that version or the original, like the OG version, so good. I mean, it led the St. Louis Blues to like the Stanley Cup Finals. Like they were just gliding on Gloria. So that's a good pick, man. That's definitely a good pick. And it has like that epic feel for a moment too. So I like that. Now my song, and I was thinking about this. I went through like, cause this it's taking place in what, 1986 we're in now at yes. this point. Cause it's 6 months after the last season, which was 1985. So in 1986, there was a certain thing that was running wild throughout the world. The WWF was on top, and obviously Hulk Hogan was a household name, and I thought it would be incredible to hear Real American, I am a real American played while Hopper is decimating Russians. Like just a montage, smacking people with shovels and pickaxes, doing whatever he has to do, and you just have Real American playing in the background. Like I think we could all use that right now with everything going on in the world. Like, give me Hopper, you know, give me Hulk Hopper, Real American, book it.
That is the best option for music this entire season. If that comes to fruition, I will be so happy. It has to happen now. Please, if they can still edit it in, if it doesn't exist, that would be wonderful. You should send this right to Netflix.
I'll write my local congressman and complain if it's not in the show. I'll be like, what the hell do you want me to do? Dude, it would just be great because, like, you know, Hopper, like, I still want to see, like, that, like, kind of, like, the funny side of Hopper. But also, dude, he's been through some crap right now. Like, he's just, like, chiseling away at, like, a railroad or something. So, I mean, like, it would be absolutely nuts if they did that. I just think it would be, like, the perfect mix of, like, 80s action hero. Like, he's badass and he's just, like, kicking ass and taking names, but also like you have this 80s song, like epic 80s song playing in the background. So Real American is my pick for a song that I really want to hear in Stranger Things, because we haven't had any wrestling references. Like I can't recall anything wrestling. They pretty much checked off every other box for like pop culture movies, pop culture moments, popular brands at the time, popular songs at the time. WWF was huge in the 80s. Like it was massive. And 86 might have been a little too early, but Hulk Hogan was still like climbing up the charts at that point.
And don't forget WrestleMania 2, I believe, was spring, you know, of 1986. So what the world has come to. three locations across the U.S. Maybe they can showcase that
here. Dude, it would be so good. But yeah, that's my pick, man.
Absolutely epic. That would be, oh my gosh, amazing.
All right, so new segment on the show, and I guess we could keep this going every 2 weeks, man. Yes and no questions, like rapid fire yes no questions. We'll each take our turn, rattle our questions off. Bless you, Darby. Either give yes, no other further explanation. Like we laugh if we want to. I definitely plan on making you laugh with some of these stupid ones, but I also have serious ones, but we just go yes, no. I will start. I have six. So yes, no. Will Steve die in season four?
No.
Okay. Does Vecna get defeated in season four?
No.
Do Steve and Nancy get back together?
Yes.
All right. I like that answer.
That's a yes.
Do we get a cliffhanger ending? Now I'm talking volume two.
Yes. I will say, and I mean, you know, as we mentioned last episode, Stranger Things is synonymous with having, you know, like somewhat of a cliffhanger or tease each season. I think there will be a big cliffhanger, though.
All right. Will Max get powers?
No.
And finally, will Keith ever get a date?
He has to, right? I'm going to say yes on this one. I mean, he's going to clean off his cheese curl fingers and he's going to be ready to go.
Dude, that is the stereotypical thing for like us nerds now, is like Cheetos dust and all this other stuff. Like, that's literally a thing people say about like nerds now.
He is one of that.
It probably originated with Keith back in the 80s, but hopefully our boy bounces back and gets a date. He's a really good follow on Instagram too, like Maddie Cardipole, I believe is his name. He posts like magic tricks and stuff. He's like really funny. But all right, that was my yes or no's. I will kick it over to you and let's do it.
Yes, sir. So my first question, in this season, will there be time travel?
Yes.
Awesome. Is Susie actually a Russian spy?
Yes. I want to say no, because it just seems like it's so outlandish, but I'm going to say yes.
Awesome. Is there more than one Demogorgon?
No.
I like that. I love it. Damien, is Chief Popper's daughter still alive?
No.
Wow. Hot take. Interesting.
I mean, yeah,
she is still alive.
I'm going to go no for right now, but I am skeptical about that answer.
I like it. I like it. Will Eleven and her mother speak to each other in this season like they did in season two?
Yes.
Great answer. Will Chernobyl be mentioned in this season since it happened in spring of 1986?
I want to say yes. That's been a pretty cool fan theory, and also just a way to tie it into real world events. So I go yes.
Wow. And just a quick follow-up. Do you think it will overlap with the Stranger Things story?
I think it'll be because of the Stranger Things story.
Ah, I like that. Okay. Will Dustin use the most curse words out of anyone in the season?
No. My pick for that one is Erica.
Oh, good
check. I think she's going to step up with the curse words this season.
I could see that as a good replacement. And finally, in maybe some type of a flashback, will Mrs. Driscoll pour a freshly squeezed glass of lemonade?
Dude, yes. Oh my God, dude, what if the Creole flashback stuff, like she's like a neighbor down the street or something?
Oh my God, this never crossed my mind until just now. I just wanted to do it as a joke.
Dude, like they move in, they get a knock on the door and it's like her and her husband, like welcoming them with freshly squeezed lemonade to the neighborhood. What?
Okay, you just blew this wide open. I did this as a joke and now we have a full blown prediction theory here.
The hot take theory that nobody cares about. Will Mrs. Driscoll reappear in season four?
A young Mrs. Driscoll. I know, you know, we have to mention her on every episode.
Dude, that's pretty wild, man. It's totally possible. Because, dude, in the 80s, she was like what? She was in her like 60s, probably. Like she was 50s, 60s. So like 20s, 30s, definitely like at that time in the 50s, people were married at that point, had kids. Like totally possible.
Dude, that'd be crazy. I wonder what other like older people, I mean, geez, like Joyce and, you know, Lonnie and Hopper could all be young, like so many options for, you know, who knows who else. I mean, Bob could be featured as a young kid. Like, this is crazy.
What if they did like, yeah, like the Creole kids at school with like Joyce and Hopper and Bob, like, man, dude, they're like, wow. They could really do a lot with that. Now, we were talking about, like, we don't want too many flashbacks, but that would just kind of be, like, that would be pretty crazy.
Okay.
All right. Now, awesome. Now that's in my head canon now, so if it doesn't happen, I'm going to be so upset. But
at least we have it recorded forever, so if it happens, true. We'll know.
At least we have this moment to when our minds were collectively blown and we thought Mrs. Driscoll could somehow, some way, make her return to Hawkins.
We miss you, Mrs. Drexel. R.I.P.
expert rat catcher, Mrs. Driscoll. May she rest in pieces. Well, technically everyone at Hawkins that was part of the Mind Flayer did rest in pieces.
She did have to rest in pieces, literally.
Damn it, Mind Flayer. Why'd you have to ruin 4th of July for everyone? Come on.
No.
Okay, yeah, we got off track with that one. So ending out the show here, talking about like what we think our big prediction for the show. I'm going to let you go first since you just went last with the yeses and nos. What do you got?
Definitely. So I mentioned earlier, one of my predictions was that Eleven is in fact flayed. She's, you know, possibly on the road to becoming an evil character controlled by the Upside Down in this season. I don't know if we'll see it yet in the early parts of season 4, but my big hot take is that at the end of this season, the final closing shot of season 4, Hopper finally returns. You know, he has a great meetup with everyone. He's in the police station saying hi to all the officers and Flo, reconnecting with all the kids and all the people that live in Hawkins, you know, going on a date, possibly with Joyce, of course. And the final scene being Hopper and Eleven embracing, you know, having that big hug and that feel-good moment. You know, they finally are back together after everything they've been through, and a nice close-up shot of Eleven, and maybe her eyes are turning, you know, turning dark, or there's some type of scene where it signifies that she is in fact flayed, her eyes, you know, maybe get dark like Will's did in the past, or especially Billy's in season 3. Almost kind of like a Thriller, you know, music video and Michael Jackson, that final scene of him with his eyes, and it's like, oh wow, like he is in fact, I don't even know, a werewolf or whatever, but that would be my closing scene, is that, oh, everything's great. No, Eleven is in fact under the control of the Upside Down, leading to season 5, where maybe Eleven is the villain in the final season.
Dude. Okay, man. I'm kind of on the same wavelength with you. So my big prediction, you know, like season 1, they defeat the Demogorgon, maybe. It could be the same one. We don't know yet. Season 2, they defeat the Mind Flayer. Season 3, they defeat the physical Mind Flayer. But I think Vecna is like the final boss. I think he's here to stay. And I think he's going to be around for season 5. He's like the Thanos of Stranger Things. So I think the way season 4 is going to end is kind of like how Infinity War ended. We have some kind of huge loss, some kind of thing where there's just complete hopelessness. There's zero hope that anything's going to turn out good. And we just get that cliffhanger. Don't know what the scene could possibly be. Maybe it's something with, you know, Eleven possibly dying, one of the main characters possibly dying. And then we just cut to black. And that's all we're left with until season 5 comes out. Because we've always had those endings where it's like the characters are happy or, you know, moving on with their lives in some aspects like season 3. But there's still like that looming threat. And I just think this, for to have the threat be like front and center, complete hopelessness, and that's it. Just cut to black. And then we're left to just like theorize for another year or two whenever season 5 comes out. So I think we're going to get like an Infinity War style cliffhanger where there's just like no hope. Because, dude, when I saw that movie in theaters, Thanos did the snap, half of people disappear. And I was like, okay, there's got to be more to this movie. And then it just cuts to the credits. I'm like, what? So I think we're gonna get something like that too, man. Just like that, either that little teaser or either something subtle, and I like the subtle that you had with L, like I think that's really cool, or just something like right in your face, like smacks us completely, just like devastates us, and then we have to wait for season 5.
That would be so awesome too. I would definitely take that if that's the ending, just to, you know, set us up for that final season. I think that would be really cool as well. And will it be Vecna? Will it be the Mind Flayer? Like, who knows what will happen? I mean, it could be all of them joining together. I mean, it could be, you know, all of the creatures from the Upside Down, you know, make their way, you know, into Hawkins or into our world. So my gosh, that would be an insane ending if it just kind of cut to black on that cliffhanger.
Dude, it'd be demo dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
That, can you imagine, that should be the real ending of Stranger Things. Everyone just shakes hands, you know, gives each other a hug and a wink, and everyone's friends moving forward. We all live together. as one piece.
I need to see Peter Venkman roll out and just start using his proton pack to blast demo dogs away or something. But dude, the next time we talk, we do one of these, we're going to be talking about, and we'll probably have watched all of volume one at that point, but we're going to be breaking down, you know, episodes one and two. I'm really excited for this. Volume one rapidly approaching. It's going to be insane. I'm not going to sleep very much that weekend. I'm probably going to watch it like two or three times over, depending on how long the episodes are. So yeah, guys, that is all we got for you in today's episode of Into the Upside Down. We will be back with a two episode breakdown in 2 weeks. And guys, enjoy it. Stay off the internet. There's spoilers out there galore. People who went to the premiere, people taking videos of what they saw at the premiere, photos of what they saw at the premiere. Stay off Twitter, stay off Reddit. Just enjoy it organically. Have fun. Genuinely have a reaction. Don't know what's going to happen going into it.
I hope everyone really enjoys volume one. We're only a couple days away. A long wait. I just want to say, hold on to your butts, bro chachos.
Take care, dinguses. And remember, friends don't lie.
See you, nerds.